Hey. Oh, sorry, did I scare you? Did you not know I was here? I'm sorry, I thought you saw me come in. I waved at you. Oh, yeah, you were a little distracted. Oh, I have an appointment nearby, so I thought I might as well come into the office. Why are you here? We're not required to be in today. Okay, that's fair. Well, it sounds like you were really enjoying getting all that work done. So maybe I should leave you to it. But hold on, quick question, totally unrelated, just something I've been wondering. Do you listen to GWA? You don't know what that is. Interesting, interesting. Yeah, a lot of people don't. But it seems like maybe you would because you were just listening to my audio. Yeah, I heard. Those headphones bleed quite a bit. You should have, like, tested them or something with a friend. Hold on. Before you start apologizing, groveling at my feet like I deserve. Can we go talk somewhere private? I don't want anyone to hear. Okay, yeah, come on. Leave the headphones. We don't need them. After you. Yeah, I know it's small. It's made for one person to take like a quick phone call if the meeting rooms are full, but there's enough room for two. We can squeeze. Here, let me just get my leg over here. Oh, okay, there we go. And then I can close the door. Okay, perv. You want to listen to my audios in public? How would you like a custom audio just for you? No, it wouldn't be scripted, it would be improvised. What would it be about? Well, I have this fantasy, right? I'm in the office and I hear my muffled voice from the other side of the room. I realize that my coworker has somehow found my anonymous secret GWA account. And not only that, but he's listening at work in the same room as me, just a few cubicles over. Crazy, right? So I confront him. And I pull him into a phone booth thingy, you know, a place where one person can take a call and have some privacy. It's relatively soundproof, has frosted glass, unlike the meeting rooms that have windows. Yeah. And then I proceed to perform an audio live for him. But we don't have sex. No. He wants to, obviously, but I'm a lady, so I need to have my boundaries. I'm a professional, a performer. So, I tell him to pull out his cock. And start touching himself. Yeah. And I can't help but notice that he already has a bead of pre-cum on the tip of his dick. I smile because I'm not used to seeing the physical results of my audios. It's quite the compliment, really. And then I start telling him what a disgusting creep he is for what he did. Yeah, show me what my voice does to you. Stroke that hard back cock for me, come on. You like my voice? You like when I talk about how bad I want to feel it inside of me? How I wish I could lower myself down on it slowly. Feeling that head push up against my pussy, carefully sinking down, feeling every ridge and vein, moaning your name as I fully sit on your lap. Yeah, it looks like you like it. No, I'm not gonna do that. But I am going to reach under my skirt and push my soaked underwear to the side. And I'm going to touch myself. can't believe you have the nerve to listen to that while I'm sitting right across the room. Did you want me to catch you? Did you want me to get offended and file a report with HR? Or did you know that I would love it? That I would get so turned on watching you squirm in your chair, watching your breathing change just from listening to my voice. An audio I made alone in my room, touching myself and thinking of my listeners. At home, out in public, at work, grocery shopping, anyone could be listening anywhere. Listening to my voice, having to conceal their hard-ons as they get more and more turned on. Yes, I've gotten a little closer to you. Is that a problem? Listen, I'm just trying to get comfortable in here. Okay, you're the one sitting down. I'm kind of at this awkward angle. It's just a little cramped. Oh, more pre-cum. Wait, can you put some on your finger for me? I want to know what a deviant tastes like. Tastes good. Okay, where was I? Right. Okay, so I'm riding my coworker's dick. And I know that the phone booth isn't completely soundproof. So I want to moan and pant and scream as it fills me up. As I get wetter and wetter. But I have to try to be quiet, because I'm not at home, where I can be as loud as I want, where I can record my pretty moans and gasps, and the sound of my hands playing with my soaking wet pussy. He's starting to struggle to stay quiet too, I can tell. I come down faster and harder on his cock. He starts touching me all over, frantically trying to feel every part of me, wanting to be even closer to me, even though he's already inside me. He puts his head under my shirt and puts my tits in his mouth. I moan as he sucks and swirls his tongue around my nipples, now thrusting up into me wildly. What? Yes, I've gotten a little closer to you. Again, I'm just trying to readjust, okay? What, you can feel the heat coming from me? Well, if you're lucky, maybe a couple of drops of my juices will spill onto your cock. It'll give you more lubrication, and it'll mix us together. Would that be so bad? Keep stroking. Yeah. You can feel me getting tighter and tighter around him. My muscles contract as I get so close to coming. He's close too. You can feel it building up, ready to release a big load of his hot cum into me. He wants it so bad. And I want it too. He wants to hold me as I try not to scream, shaking and writhing in pleasure, kissing him and panting and moaning into his mouth. We're both so close. You can hear it in our breath. We can feel each other's energies. God. getting so close. So close to coming and just hovering right over your dick. Listening to you stroke it, watching your eyes roll back in your head. It's so fucking hot. Oh, it's overwhelming. The feelings of pleasure and excitement. A little bit of fear of getting caught. Oh shit, I'm losing my balance. I don't know if I can hold myself above you anymore. Come with me while your cock is deep inside me. Grab my hips and pull me down onto you. Pump me full of your cum, please. Please, please, please. Come inside your favorite VA. You've only fantasized about getting to meet and touch and fuck. She's gonna come all over your cock. And you're not gonna wanna shower. You're not gonna wanna wash her off of you. You don't wanna forget the feeling or the memory. So yeah, that's kind of how the audio would go. No, I wouldn't make him pay. I would do it for free. He's a pretty good coworker, you know? He isn't annoying. He's quiet. He doesn't ask me stupid questions, so yeah. I think I would just do it for free. Or something. I don't know. Okay, now get back to work. I think you owe me a report, right?